No. No. Baby, what are you doing? No. I want you to stay in bed. Baby, I want you to stay in bed. I know you have to go to work. I'm so comfortable. I am. It's so cozy. Baby, look at me. Are you really gonna move and just leave me here? Just call in. Call in and tell them that you're sick. Tell them that your girlfriend gave you a really, really bad cold. It's only gonna last for a day. So, babe, please. I don't want you to leave the bed. I want you to stay in bed all day and we just hold each other and kiss. Make out and just hold each other all day. Please. Please. Don't make me beg. Don't make me beg. I will. I really will. Come on, baby, please. Oh, look at me. I'm so ill. If you leave the bed, I might die. Is that what you want? Huh? Is that what you want? Then call them and tell them that you'll come in. You'll come in tomorrow, but you literally can't today. You will? You will? Baby, see, it makes me happy. I know it's wrong. I know. You shouldn't be skipping work to cuddle with me, but I think on days like this, where it's freezing outside and we're already warm and cozy in bed together, we can make a few exceptions. Just stretching. You have to get a new alarm. Yeah, why is yours so like aggressive? It's so aggressive. Every time it comes on, I wake up and I'm all scared. I'm happy now. Oh my gosh, the work trucks. They're always doing something on this road. Yeah. Should do like a noise complaint. Oh, wait, I can't. This is the time where people go to work and get up. I can't just be a degenerate and complain about it. Oh. But baby. Okay, just this once, just this once. I'll take it. Look at my tummy. Look at it. It looks huge today. It does. I still can't believe all of this. like the fact that I'm pregnant, it still hasn't, it's definitely registered, but I still can't believe that we're going to be parents. Oh, this is going to be a nice story to tell. And just be like, one day your daddy had to go to work and mommy kept him in bed all day. I won't give too many details. I know nothing's happened yet. I mean, if you're going to be in bed all day, you have to do some sort of work. Oh my gosh. I feel like the only time I'm comfortable sleeping is when you're in the bed. Yeah. You just make me feel so safe. Mm-hmm. And you keep me warm. And you hold me. And you rub my tummy. All the things that make me feel good. Mm-hmm. No. Pretty soon, we're gonna have to talk about these names. Yeah. And worry about the whole baby shower. Do you want to do a baby shower? I know it's like a thing. I should totally do one. I should. It's my first. Our first. It is our first. Do you have something that you want to tell me? Don't make me mad. Don't play that game. No. But really, we do have to plan that. Who all are we going to invite? I say we invite everyone, even the ones that we don't really like. Yeah, because if they can all come now, then it's going to be a pain to get everybody together after the baby is born, which is great for us because we can like avoid them even more and be like, oh, we're just so busy, new parents. I know. Oh. We haven't even told people yet. Yeah, at this point, I can't really hide it. I think if we just told like your parents, my parents, like just immediate family. But obviously, if we tell them, they're going to tell everybody else. So, I don't know. I think it's at a good point now where I can like say, hey, I'm pregnant, but I don't know. I'm still kind of nervous. Everyone's reaction, and it's like so out of the blue. And we've been around them so much, and it's like they just don't know. I swear a hoodie really does like hide it 100%. But now I think the baby's getting a little too big. Yeah, like when I sit up, I can't see my... You know what I'm talking about. I can't even see my, you know, your appetizer. Your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can't see the meal anymore. Mm-mm. Oh my gosh. You know how, like, with a lot of my friends, whenever they got pregnant, like, eventually they had to ask their significant others to, like, shave down there. I don't think I have it in me for you to do that. Would you? Would you shave it for me? Oh, wait, no. I should just let it grow out. Yeah. It's going to be longer than my hair. Yeah. Don't make that face if it's long.
Like, it can be fun. It's more for you to do. Like, you know, whenever you're down there, you could just, like, braid it, put it in a ponytail. I don't know, maybe even add a bow on it. I'm kidding. That would be so disgusting, but kind of cool. I'm sure it's been done. I'm sure it's been done. One Google search, and I'm sure we'd see some interesting things going on. Maybe give it like a fade, a buzz cut. No, no, I'm 100% joking. You know, I like to keep it bald. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just have never liked having anything down there. I just feel like it's in the way. It's never been a problem for you.
I know.
Oh my gosh. And then eventually, like, we won't be able to do any other positions. I feel like we're already there, though. Yeah. I feel like it's mostly, like, missionary or on the side. Yeah, but I really like that. Mm-hmm. I really like that. Don't pull me in closer. Oh my gosh, it's poking me. First thing in the morning, babe. You were gonna head off to work like this. I mean, if you're gonna be home all day, I don't see why not. You think so? You want to? I want to. I really want to. Mm-hmm. I really want to. Okay. Take these off of me. Take them off.